It's a DJ K Bossa, by the way, on the production, but King Elegant, Prince Lo, Top Cherry, otherwise on the vocals. We also checked out, now that we mentioned Top Cherry, we also checked out Top Cherry's a star. Mm-hmm. It's 9:16. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, if it's one thing, Shaquan, that we love doing on Fresh Breakfast, Shaquan,
yep,
is that we love celebrating our own.
Mm-hmm.
We love celebrating and highlighting what our queens and our kings are doing, isn't it? We love amplifying it, because if we don't celebrate our own, who will? You know what I mean? South Africans are not going to do it. Nigerians are not going to do it. You know what I mean? Americans are not going to do it. If we don't highlight it, we're not going to... Who will? You know what I mean? And one such person that we want to highlight this morning is the new brand ambassador for the 2023 Know to Grow Next Generation Entrepreneurs Showcase. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for OC Top 10! What's up, girl?
You forgot the what was.
Yeah. And the what was, what's up, Tochiri? How
I'm
you doing?
Good, I'm good. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah,
I'm really good. Yeah.
No, it's fantastic to have you here as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you mentioned that last night when we were speaking, just in communication, you mentioned that we haven't had a radio interview at all.
Ever. Like, even me, I was like, but how?
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
You've been
very
in this
weird
game.
Yes.
I've been in this game.
And us always, like, giving each other shout-outs
and props. You know what I mean? This is weird. Shaquan,
yeah.
Like,
I'm actually surprised. I thought you guys have had like a lot of interviews.
You would think that, right?
Yeah, you would.
But so this is beautiful.
Yeah,
this is obviously, you know, to have two binars up in here. You know what I mean?
You know the vibe.
I was waiting for it.
There was no way we're not gonna mention that.
Yeah.
I mean, so Top Cherry, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. For
now,
having me.
Talking about this new ambassadorial role that you have right now, the showcase will afford the entrepreneurs from all over the country an opportunity to showcase their business offerings, engage various industry stakeholders, and network with fellow young entrepreneurs in the coastal town of Sokomoon from the 2nd until the 4th of November.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about this. The Know to Know K2G Next Generation Entrepreneurs Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
How did this came about? Just, you know what I mean? You called them, they called you. You were hustling this gig for a while.
Yeah.
Or maybe their people were looking at you for some time. Yeah. They say, listen, don't do dumb stuff on socials. We're watching you. How did this come about, dog?
Well, I think with Top Cherry, honestly, in general, I think people just check the work that I do, and they check this person, this brand, it aligns. You know, so everybody that knows Top Cherry knows that Top Cherry is very, very much involved when it comes to the youngins, when it comes to schools, when it comes to spaces that wants to encourage and empower young people. So I guess when they thought, let's look for an ambassador that can speak to the youth, that can help elevate our message to the youth in a cool way, they thought Top Cherry.
Yeah. So, you know what? I have actually watched Monica from when she got to Windhoek to where she is right now. And maybe the one thing that you can share with us right now, how have you managed to build this brand for yourself? Because, you know, when you eventually took charge and took power and took space, I was like, why the hell has she been hiding all this time? How have you managed to build this brand for yourself?
Well, I think with me, it's not about me, really. It's about, because where I come from, being Top Cherry is a far-fetched dream, you know. Where I come from, you are being told you wanna be on TV, you are near Jaymut van Venduk vs Lache, top dog and vs Jaymut Iman Ken Lache, you know. So for me, I really went all out, because it's about the little Top Cherry and the little NSK that's behind me, you know, that has a dream and is always still reminded every day that you can't do it. You know, so for me, every step, because when I came into Windhoek, I was a journalist, you know, I was writing stories about
villager things.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
You're writing stories about what?
Yes.
It's okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
Even now that I think of it, I'm just getting all my shivers. You are so hectic. Hey. Shout out to journalists, because I know how hectic it is to be chased out of the newsroom to go look for stories. So eventually when I got into the space, I because I was an entertainment journalist, you know, it was easier for me to get hold of entertainers, get hold of artists. And fortunately for me, I was working for a company that also had a musical label had Tate Buti in the PDKs on. So one day Tate Buti just walked in and he said, you know what, we are busy working on a movie and we are looking for a girl, but just a girl, because she's a girl, but we are looking for someone who's a girl but almost like a boy, but you know, but yeah, you know,
yeah.
I was like, you're looking at the girl, you're looking at me. So I think it started from there. We did the movie, and then I launched my two books.
Yes.
And from there, because the one book I did an anthem for, the Victoria.
Victoria.
I think with the music, that's where it started, and I never looked back. Yeah. Honestly, I never looked back.
Now we've got a bit of a message here that's from the whole squad. At the organization that now you so proudly represent. Have a listen.
Yo, thank you for reaching out. Great to hear from you. To jump straight in with TC, what?
TC, what?
Hold on, TC, what? Wait, let's hear that again.
Thank you for reaching out. Great to hear from you. To jump straight in with TC, what?
Exactly.
We did a bit of homework around artists and performers that hail from the region, from Mirongo, and she's one of them. We considered factors such as reach, social media following, and I think, you know, TC what has 200,000 plus odd you know, followers. Definitely engages in a number of youth events. We saw her recently also performing at a graduation, and I think, you know, when you put all those things together and you mix it up, it just comes out with, you know, a really exciting brand ambassador for a really exciting project. So I think with that, we made the decision. It wasn't the easiest one because we all have a little bit of a bias toward our own favorite artists.
Of course.
But yeah, that's how we landed at Top Cherry, and we're really excited for her to be the Next Gen Entrepreneur Showcase ambassador for the year. All right, much love. Ciao.
So that's Abudi Dino.
Yes.
Just explaining the process that went about it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure, I mean, how does that make you feel, by the way? Especially just that, you know, one corporate saying that about your brand, dude. Like, at this level that we are at right now, knowing where we came from.
No, it's very, very deep for me because I really try all the time to align my brand with the commercial work. I don't know if you guys know, but most of the work I do is really for commercial. Like, I do songs for companies, I do campaigns, activations, because I believe music is nice, it's cute, really, it's entertainment, but there is a business aspect of it. You know, you are a brand, you are an entertainer, but you are a business. So I wake up every day aligning to that.
So to every young girl who's listening right now, who first of all just follows you, looks up to you, is from Valfers or any other small town, and one day just dreams of coming to Windhoek and really just attaining that, you know, just dream that they have for themselves, what would you say to them right now?
Well, first of all, your dreams are valid, because we are in a space that really always reminds a boy child, a girl child, that it's not possible. You can't do it. So I always want to really encourage all the time and send it out that your dreams are valid. Your thoughts are possible, you know. So if you're out there, first of all, focus on your school, finish your school, because to be an entertainer, as much as it seems and sounds like so much fun
and looks great, really, on socials,
you really need to know your ABC, you know. You need to know your way around, not just the corporate world. You need to know how to talk to people. There are some people, honestly, just a communication like this is terrible, you know. So focus on your school, chase your dreams, and go all out.
I love this.
Yeah,
I love this. The last couple of weeks has been great.
Yeah.
For black entertainers. Okay.
Absolutely.
Pombili Shilongo. Robin Nakambo.
Yes.
And now we have you.
Yes.
And I have a feeling It's not going to stop here.
It's
not going to stop here. Congratulations, Sir Top Chidi. Really
so
happy
much.
For you.
Thank you so
on
much.
A personal note, you know how deep this is for me.
Yeah.
I don't even need to explain.
Yeah.
9:25. It's a Top Chidi. What? Or like Dino says, TC.
TC what?
Oh man, I think that's gonna stay, guy. TC what?
Yeah. He legit calls me TC what? Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to the road. That's the 2nd and the 4th of November.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's gonna get busy. That's for you as an ambassador.
Yeah.
There's some activities that you have planned. Obviously, as a team, that you guys will come together and say this. We're gonna map up the road, and we'll be having our eyes on the socials.
Yes.
I so believe.
Yes.
All right. Cool. 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around if you missed this conversation. If you just joined us, we're like a way to mar. Is he all right? Actually, mar us all right. Don't worry. The conversation will be up on our website pretty soon.
I'm here live at JSB.